Hello all, James here. Sad news to report that Masashi Ozawa, better known to fans as Killer Khan, passed away yesterday at the age of 76. First reported by Tokyo Sports, Khan died on Friday, December 29th, of a ruptured artery after he collapsed while serving customers at his new bar in Tokyo, which opened in March of this year. The paramedics came to pick him up, took him to the hospital where he never recovered. New Japan Pro Wrestling released the following statement, and I'll be chipping in with my own thoughts as well. After training in sumo at the famed Kasukarno stable, Ozawa joined the JWA in January 1971. JWA being the pro wrestling company that was founded by Ricky Dozan. And in 1972, Inoki and Giant Baba, who were the two big stars, would then split off and form their own companies, All Japan and New Japan. Hopes were high for Killer Khan as a prospect when he joined New Japan Pro Wrestling in 1973. In 1978, on excursion to Mexico, he transformed himself into a Mongolian-inspired persona that sparked a hugely successful campaign in America in 1979 as Killer Khan. Khan transitioned into the WWF in 1980, and after a famous knee drop that put Andre the Giant on the injured list with an injured right leg, instantly found himself the top heel in the organisation, with big matches against Hulk Hogan ensuing. Now, Killer Khan, under his real name, would be a constant in New Japan throughout the 1970s until 1978, with at least one excursion to Germany thrown in. When he went to Mexico, he developed the Killer Khan character. Then he headed off to Florida to team with Korean wrestler Pak Song in 1979. Pak Song being the wrestler who's probably most famous for being in the match with Dusty Rhodes when Dusty Rhodes turned into the All-American. Dusty Rhodes, the American Dream, I should say. And then in 1979, Killer Khan wrestled, among other people, the original Nature Boy, Buddy Rogers, on several occasions during Rogers' final major comeback to the wrestling ring, notwithstanding a couple of bouts where Rogers teamed up with Jimmy Snuka in the WWF around like 1982, 83, around that time frame. Khan would go on to be one of Florida's top stars for his initial run, before appearing in Mid-South and Georgia in the WWF, of course, in 1980. And then over the next few years, Khan would bounce back between the WWF and Mid-South, then also Mid-Atlantic, Stampede Wrestling, and World Class in between New Japan Pro Wrestling tours before making the leap to All Japan in 1985. To also explain the famous knee drop on Andre's leg, it was in Rochester, New York in 1981, and it was actually done to give a storyline reason for Andre's actually broken ankle and to explain his absence, as he legitimately broke his ankle while getting out of bed. So back to the New Japan statement. On his return to New Japan Pro Wrestling, Killer Khan was in the top flight as he had been overseas, with an influence felt today, particularly in the Mongolian chops used in the years to come by Hiroshi Tenzan and Great Okan and others. In April 1982, the fifth Madison Square Garden series saw Antonio Inoki forced to withdraw with a right knee injury. Inoki nominated Khan to take his place in the final with Andre, and the result was a thrilling match that saw Khan advance in status, even in defeat. In 1983, Khan joined Riki Choshu in Choshu's influential Inshingen faction, and from there he would follow Choshu to Japan Pro Wrestling in 1985, wrestling in the All Japan ring as a result, as well as back in the WWF. Khan retired from pro wrestling in November 1987 in New Jersey before running numerous bars and restaurants in Tokyo. In the Northeast, Killer Khan will be most famous for the Andre the Giant leg break angle, but fans further afield will probably best remember Killer Khan from his brief final run in the WWF in 1987, where he returned to the company in April and left in late November of that year, bowing out with a loss to The Rock Don Morocco in the Pontiac Silverdome, best we can tell anyway, but the statement there says New Jersey, so we don't know. Highlights of this run include spitting mist into the eyes of Hulk Hogan, as well as wrestling the likes of Bam Bam Bigelow and Randy Savage on TV, and as well as the aforementioned Hulk Hogan numerous times in main events across the country. So whether his body was broken down or he just made enough money from the Hogan run, or maybe both, he ended up retiring after the WWF run to own and operate a succession of bars and restaurants until COVID lockdown struck in 2020 and he had to close down for financial reasons. Elsewhere, Killer Khan had a role as a bodyguard in the movie Three Ninjas Kick Back, and he also had a cameo in the 2006 Japanese special effects action series Lion Maru G. His three children, Yuki, Yoshiko, and David Masato, survive him, and all of them live in the United States. Everyone at WSI extends our condolences to Masashi Ozawa, aka Killer Khan, who died yesterday at the age of 76.
Warning, parental advisory is recommended. Oh, f***, just listen.
This is a Say Sahan Dynamite Productions.
Ha! 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 How to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Latinos for Trump.
And I won't forget the men
Blacks
who died,
for Trump.
Who gave that right to
Patriots
me. And
Trump.
I gladly stand up next
America's
to you and defend her still today.
Unite.
No doubt, I love this land.
I guess I'm
mad. God bless the U.S.
Go and raise your hands if you're tired of this shit. Everything that Biden touch, boy, you know it turn to shit. Got clowns lining up for their six booster. Bring back mean tweets, sheep gas, Trump's ruler. Let's address the elephant in the room. The unvaccinated ain't dying, boy, and that's the proof. America's quarterback exposing the deep state. We know they rigged another one. Shout out to Kerry Lake. When you post the truth, they give you 30 days on Facebook. Liberals tagging Zuckerberg, crying, got their feelings hurt. When you lie to the government, they give you a felony. But they lie to us patriots, political enemies. Yo, it's time to unite, we gotta fight. Yo, it's time to unite.
Your enemy is not halfway around the world. They locked us down, destroyed your business, forced a mask on us. Your enemy used the virus to divide all of us. Your enemy.
White, black, and brown, it's time to unite. White. Black power,
your enemies.
White,
here.
Black, and brown, we all alike. Brown power,
your enemies here.
Together we Americans, united we Americans. The media steady lying on Donald Trump.
Uncle Trump,
if Trump actually did all the things he's accused of doing,
he could run as a Democrat.
Trump Latino,
Latino.
Blacks,
for
Trump. Blacks for Trump.
Where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died.
That was Trump Latinos. Be sure to check them out on YouTube and subscribe to their channel. I am back, and yes, it's me, Thefala the Butcher. Go Bashi. I am not a sports entertainer. I'm a professional wrestler who loves to entertain you. I apologize to you all. I'm not happy with my acoustics here in my new studio in Dobashi Market. Now, hopefully I'll have it all fixed. So in the meantime, I'm going to play, I think this is from episode number 2 of Lyrical Spit, way back when Epstein did not kill himself. You know, I thought it would be perfect because the Epstein client list is supposed to be coming out soon, within the next few days. I figured I would replay the episode. Now, all songs were Epstein didn't kill himself themed. Hopefully you will enjoy, and I will be back with a new episode next week with a whole lot to say. I may even have a special guest. Hashtag save our children. Epstein did not kill himself. And if she has an apple, she has a banana. DobashiMarket.com.
Welcome to Lyrical Spit, Volume 2, the Jeffrey Epstein Edition. I have 6 songs by artists that did songs about the Jeffrey Epstein suicide. You know, I may be known for posting Jeffrey Epstein memes on social media. You know, I don't do this to celebrate him. The more we talk about this horrible situation and keep it alive, people won't forget about it because there seems to be a media block about this. And it looks like there's a lot of people covering up their tracks. So what the heck? I have some songs here, and hopefully it'll entertain you. And by the way, I'm your host, Theyfulla, the Butcher Dabashi, a professional wrestler and entertainer. And if you have music you want to share, if there's a new song by, say, like a new and up-and-coming artist, or if you are a new and up-and-coming artist, or you have a new song, send your information and your music in MP3 format to lyricalspit@gmail.com. This first song is titled Epstein Didn't Kill Himself, Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong Song, and it's by the Deplorable Choir.
Roger Stone did nothing wrong, leave Roger Stone alone. Roger Stone did nothing wrong, leave Roger Stone alone. Clinton went to the White House, helped himself to some chicks. Then Hillary intimidated, asked Miss Broderick. That dirty duo lined their pockets at our expense, and those knew the truth would go down just as separate. Hey, Roger Stone did nothing wrong, leave Roger Stone alone.
He did nothing wrong to the FBI, need the press when they bash away in his home. I guess that was a demonstration of intimidation. Anyone think that's a bit amazing? No, humiliating, it's a witch hunt. They said he lied about the emails. They went to the media without providing the details. The deep state wanna shut us down, but we'll prevail. They thought they had the power, but they the ones that can DL. He exposed the truth, and they don't like that. But we can't fold, can't kneel, so we fight back. Roger Stone is taking all the hits, all the bullets, all the licks. But sometimes that's what you gotta do to get on the right track.
Cause I don't brush. Oh, I like my teeth like this. They call me up my. No, I won't brush. How's about a little kiss? I got roast beef in my teeth. Got some chicken too. Ouch, that's a cavity. Hey, that's new. Well, if you don't brush your teeth, then get you too. Get me a yuck mouth.
Don't be a yuck mouth. Another nutritional message from the ABC Television Network.
Welcome back, everyone. Guess what? I have a secret.
What?
That's right, I have a secret.
What?
Well, you know what? Did you know that I'm ordained? Yes, sir. I can marry you and give you all your blessing needs. You could book me at dabashibookings@gmail.com. You know, I'll be right back with some emails. But first, we got this song, and it's by The Failure. And of course, it's titled, Epstein Didn't Kill Himself. See you on the other side.
I've seen him kill himself. I've seen him kill himself. I've seen him kill himself.
Motherfuckers don't get the gist of this. Wincing like bitches, they should slit their wrists. Or I should stick my fist up their ass quick and twist. Move them out with my fist, make them my puppets. Whether you got a dick or a clit, a big pair of tits or a small penis, I'ma need you to get down to this. I know you like the sound of this, eh, bitch.
I've seen him kill himself. I've seen him kill himself. I've seen him kill himself. I've seen him kill himself.
Dad said I should go and kill myself. Mom said I should go and get some help. I said I'ma strap on my seatbelt and make that fire that makes mine melt. Look at me, sarsaparilla. Rocket chinchilla in the fucking winter. Eat an enchilada full of acid for dinner. And I'll be back well, I don't remember.
And oh yeah!
I've seen him kill himself. I've seen him kill himself. I've seen him kill himself. I've seen him kill himself.
Kill himself.
Kill himself.
I've seen him kill himself.
Kill himself.
Kill himself.
I've seen him kill himself.
Kill himself.
Kill himself.
I've seen him kill himself. I've seen him kill himself.
It can take a lot of courage for a guy to say, I'd like to take you out sometime, for the first time.
It can take a lot of courage for a guy to say, I don't have a car, so can I borrow yours for the first time?
But if you're a guy, you probably shouldn't do both at the same time.
And definitely not with the same girl.
Especially if you just met her.
Two genders.
One planet.
Let's not make it any harder.
You've got mail.
Here's an email that was sent to me via lyricalspit@gmail.com. This is from Jelly Jelly. She emails, Dabashi, you kill me. I love your humor and I all out dig you. Keep on doing what you do best, being a professional wrestler, your social media posts, to podcasting. I'm always looking forward on seeing or hearing what you are going to do next. I sent you a YouTube link by the Bluegrass Boy titled Jeffrey Epstein Suicide Song. Well, Jelly Jelly, thank you very much. Okay, here you go. By the Bluegrass Boy, Jeffrey Epstein Suicide Song.
All right. Listen up, y'all. Woke up the other day to hear that Jeffrey Epstein died. They found him in his cell. He had committed suicide. But if you think that pervert really killed himself in jail, then let me tell you about this really nice bridge I've got for sale. Going cheap. Say the guards broke protocol, they did not check his cell. This entire incident has got a putrid smell. You can figure out this mystery without breaking a sweat. Just look out for a prison guard driving a new Corvette. Vroom. Beep. Here we go. The Clintons are synonymous with high-profile crime. When something like this happens, they're suspected every time. But working for Bill and Hillary is no job for a wimp. 'Cause the deadliest job in the world is being Bill Clinton. Clintons, pimp.
This is a journey into territory that frightens even the bravest. A journey to dark, deep places where few men have ever dared to wander. A journey to Uranus.
Not the planet.
For it is here in the general region of Uranus.
Not the planet.
That 800,000 Canadian men may be hiding a time bomb known as prostate cancer. And yet, a simple blood test and a rectal exam can shed light on this strange mystery. Get serious. Get going. Get your prostate checked. From the Motorcycle Ride for Dad and Uranus.
Not the planet.
Got mail.
Here's an email that was sent via lyricalspit@gmail.com, and this email is from Betty Sue. She emails Thaifala the Butcher Dabashi. Thank you for your entertainment. What do you think is going to happen in this up-and-coming presidential election? I love your Jeffrey Epstein memes you've been posting on Facebook. You crack me up. Here is a link, and hopefully you'll enjoy and you will play. Well, Betty Sue, I am glad that I am entertaining you. Okay, here's what I think is going to happen. This is kind of far-fetched, but if it comes true, you could say you heard it right here from me, Thaifala the Butcher Dabashi. I think Hillary Clinton somehow, some way, will slide in the presidential race right at the last second and run against President Trump. Of course, President Trump will win, I believe, but I think something weird's going to happen, and that's what you're going to see. Hillary versus Trump, and that's going to make some it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be entertaining to watch the debates. It's just going to be a blockbuster of ratings. So that's what I think is going to happen. All right, Betty Sue, this is for you, your request. This is Jeffrey Epstein Didn't Kill Himself, written by Rob Drew and performed by the False Flags.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. 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 He was a victim of an Arkansas. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
He was buddies with Bill Clinton, Prince Andrew too. He had a stable of girls. But no one never know who, cause he didn't kill himself.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. And I don't care what Bill Barr says, cause Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
He had a big old plane, the Lolita Express. Padded floors, a no secret service. But the feds know who flew. That's why he didn't kill himself.
Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Well, Bob Mueller got a sweetheart deal. And Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
a bird's eye view of America's beautiful schools, playgrounds, and parks. But look what happens when grown-ups and kids don't give a hoot about pollution.
But one thing, what can we do about litter?
And vandalism!
Just spread the word. Give a hoot. Don't pollute. And if you see litter, please pick it up. Because if you don't give a hoot,
who will? In the city or in the woods, please keep America looking good. Hoot, hoot.
Okay, we've got an interesting email, and this is from Barbara Willington. All right, check this out. Okay, her email says, I just want to say keep Lyrical Spit up. I am looking forward for up-and-coming volumes. Thank you. All right. And then it says, I'm having an argument with my roommate on how to make a proper PB&J. I say on one side, you put the jam. On the other side of the bread, you put the peanut butter. And I prefer creamy. Then I put it together. My roommate takes the jelly and peanut butter, crunchy peanut butter, mixes it together, and then spreads it on the bread. What are your thoughts? Whoa, 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 whoa. Stop it right there. She what? Mixes the two together and spreads it? All right. That's kind of sacrilegious or something. That just don't seem right. Okay, here's what I do. You take your slices of bread. I don't know. You prefer white or wheat. I like wheat. Tends to be healthy. You know, I'm doing the keto thing. But sometimes you want that white Wonder Bread. I guess it's whatever you prefer at the time. Okay, on one side, you take that one bread. And I like to use raspberry jam or preserves. You know, the raspberry. I believe that's the one with the jam or preserves. They have the seeds in it. I like that nice and cold. So on that one side of the bread, I go ahead and spread it on nice and thick. You know, don't be cheap on it. And then the other side, I take creamy peanut butter. That's right, creamy peanut butter. And then I put that on real thick on the other side, you know. And it's pretty good size, you know. You could feel, you know, it's pretty good to it. And then I like, and with that, the room temperature peanut butter and then the nice cold jam or preserves, you know, raspberry. Then I put the two slices of bread together real gently. Then you take a bite. And I think that's a perfect sandwich. Yeah, it's been a little while. Sounds good. A proper peanut butter and jelly sandwich. So I don't know what she's thinking, but hey, each their own. So you could go ahead and Barbara Willington, you know, thanks for your kind words. And you could go tell your roommate what I said. If she has a problem with that, go ahead and just email me. Or, you know, if she wants, once she, you know, I'm kind of interested in seeing how she does that. Tell her to make a video and send it to me. I just, I guess I would call that mud. No, but anyways, you asked my opinion and that's how you make a proper peanut butter and jelly sandwich. All right, well, here's our next song. It's from Blink 182, Epstein's song.
I never thought Epstein died alone. Why did the cameras fail? I don't know. Trace the cord back to the wall and find it was never plugged in at all. No one took their time. They heard.
Thank you.
gentlemen, an ode to the Amendmentitution. This crowd will never go for that highbrow stuff. Looks like it's up to me to steal a show with some good old-fashioned hoofing. Our Constitution's really splendid, but sometimes we do amend it. With my life, we would defend it, but sometimes we do amend it. For 200 years, amendments have allowed our Constitution to grow with the country. The 13th, for instance, put an end to slavery, while the 19th gave women the vote. It was intended to be amended, the Constitution. Okay already, so they kinda liked it. Perhaps I should amend my act. The Constitution works for everyone, even kids.
I appreciate all your support. I appreciate each and every one of you. If you know of any new or up-and-coming artists, or if you're a new and up-and-coming artist and you want to promote yourself or a new track, please send your music in MP3 form and all your info to lyricalspit@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
All right, one last email here. Haven't heard from you in a long time. This is from a longtime listener, Tammy, and she emailed lyricalspit@gmail.com. She emails, I was looking for this Epstein Christmas song you played on your other podcast, the holiday special one. Could you please play it, and where can I find it? I love you and your sexy voice ever since you did that podcast, Love Lock, with Thunder Rosa and yourself. And by the way, did you know the current NWA World's Women's Champion is Thunder Rosa? I love you, Debashi. Yes, a quick shout out to my homegirl, Thunder Rosa. Congratulations, she is the new NWA World's Women's Champion. And Tammy, I do love you too. Yes, all these songs I played here on the show, you could find on YouTube. And do me a favor and go ahead and let the artists know that Lyrical Spit gave them love. I just want to say thank you for everything. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you, fans. Thanks for your support. Keep on listening and spread the word. I'm going to leave you with this. Until next time, Epstein did not kill himself. And this is for you, Tammy. And all you listeners out there, you could put this on your Christmas song rotation next year. This is the Epstein Christmas Song by Scott Honaker.
Hey, everybody. Scott Honaker here. I want to play you a song that I rewrote. It's a classic Christmassy song, but I want to add some truthful lyrics of today's world in here. So hope you enjoy. Epstein didn't commit suicide. That's something everybody knows. A pedophile being hung by a wire, by whom and how they won't disclose. Everybody knows those Clintons whacked so many foes. Make their crimes sink out of sight. If they can't talk, then nobody will know. Their dirty deeds will not be brought to light. ABC knew all his games, and all the evil boys and cronies on his plane. Why did they decide these pedophiles were not worth the time to stop their little crimes? And so I'm offering this simple phrase. If you know common sense to tell, all that we've said
Many times, many ways, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. They say the guards were all the way. They say the cameras broke so no one could replay. Just how that SOB could hang so high, with no way to make his own Colombian necktie. And so I'm offering this simple phrase: if you think no one was in his cell, we'll keep on saying till truth comes out one day. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself. Merry Christmas, everybody.
This is Theyfola, the Butcher Dobashi. Please share, follow, and or subscribe on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on most of your major podcast platforms. I am also ordained, and I can marry you and give you all your blessing needs. Send your booking request to dobashibookings@gmail.com. For all the links, go to lyricalspit.com.